This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day Crew, going all green and all natural. Very funny, guys. Yes.
You are listening to the Hump Day Crew. It's 10 minutes past 8, and to give us an update about what's going to be happening in Copenhagen from the Wilderness Society, good morning, Luke Chamberlain.
Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Good. Now, although the focus has been on Copenhagen, I believe that there's actually been a series of talks with the world leaders.
There certainly has. Copenhagen is kind of the last stop of a, I guess, to use an analogy, a long train that climate change train that been stopping at a lot of stations for the last couple of years. It began, some of your listeners might recall, 2 years ago there was a meeting in Bali, a year ago in Poznan, in Poland, and in between then there's been meetings, negotiations in Africa and Germany, and the last meeting was actually in Barcelona about 3 weeks ago, and I was actually attended that meeting. And so Copenhagen is really, it's the one that everybody knows about. It's the big one, but negotiations have been going on for a number of years to try to deal with climate change, for world leaders to come together beginning next week to make deep and immediate cuts to greenhouse gas emissions, and also to look at protecting the world's forests, because the logging and deforestation of the world's forests contributes about a fifth of the world's greenhouse gas emissions.
Now, that was an interesting thing that we were speaking about when I chatted to you yesterday.
Yep.
Is that there seems to be a big focus on the emissions reduction with Copenhagen, but there's also a big portion of focusing on protecting the world's forests.
That's absolutely right. Well, we're hoping it's going to be focusing on that, because the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, through the International Panel on Climate Change, so the thousands of scientists that pull together the reports and put the science on the table of what's actually happening, have acknowledged that at least a fifth of the world's greenhouse gas emissions come from the loss of forests. So if we're actually going to deal with climate change, not only do we need to stop burning fossil fuels, we absolutely need to protect the world's forests. So there's a whole new, process under Copenhagen that wasn't really there under Kyoto, that looks at opting to potentially pay countries, especially developing countries, to, if they decide not to log their forests, to actually pay them to do so, because it's so important, it's so critical to stop burning and losing our forests, because they are so carbon dense. So this is a whole new process under Copenhagen. But I must say, and I saw it happening in Barcelona, that the world's logging companies and the palm oil companies and the conversion companies are absolutely swarming around the negotiations and actually trying to wrangle money out of it, to actually log more of the world's forests, which is just a really perverse outcome. So we're really hoping that that countries do come together to do the right thing, rather than actually incentivise further logging.
What are the main forests being discussed around the world?
Look, pretty much all of it. I mean, the forests in the Congo, so in Central Africa, Indonesia, West Papua, and the forests in South America, the boreal forests of Russia, Canada, and Australia's forests. Just to name a few, basically we're talking about the lungs of the earth, so all of the forests are on the table. But interestingly, the Australian government is going there with quite a perverse stance, to actually allow further logging, or to introduce logging into areas that have previously been unlogged, because the logging industry is also doing quite a good job to try to to try to tell countries that they're not going to get paid unless they actually log their forests, rather than doing exactly the opposite to what these negotiations need to do. So what the Wilderness Society has done, and we've now got a fifth of the world countries signed on, is to actually have a forest pledge where the very high level principle to protect the world's forests is the focal point for negotiations. And interestingly, the Australian government has not signed on to this. So we are asking the Australian government, Kevin Rudd, when he goes over to Copenhagen, to put this on the table as a general principle. And as I think I've mentioned on your show before, that Australia actually has the most carbon-dense forest on the face of planet Earth. So we absolutely need to do the same. We often hear from Kevin Rudd that, okay, we need to go and protect Indonesia's forest, but we need to practice what we preach. And right here in our own backyard, we need to protect our forest as well.
Luke, thank you so much for letting us know the latest on what's going to be happening in Copenhagen and what's been happening in the negotiations around the world.
Good on you, Adam. Thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. That is Luke Chamberlain from the Wilderness Society. To keep up to date with the Wilderness Society, check out wilderness.org.au.
Yeah, it's very important to actually do that, because I've been supporting the Wilderness Society since I've been here for 3 years, and there's a lot of work and action going over in Tasmania and looking after all the forests up in Queensland as well. So across Australia, as Luke mentioned, it's a carbon dense, rich country, and we just got to make sure that we help out the world to stop those carbon emissions. So,
hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts. But I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.